640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Millions of people in the Northeast are bracing for some serious storms.
There is an extremely rare 4 out of 5 risk of severe weather east of the Appalachian Mountains. CBS News weather forecaster David Parkinson.
Everywhere, basically from New York to Atlanta, is in the threat area for severe weather today, and we will be seeing that pick up as the afternoon and evening goes on.
Severe storm Sunday caused widespread damage in parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Jim Crisola, CBS News.
Federal offices are closing early in D.C. due to those storm warnings. The Associated Press is now reporting director William Friedkin has died.
William Friedkin won an Oscar for directing the 1970s film The French Connection.
What's my name?
Doyle.
What?
But was also known for the blockbuster The Exorcist.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Friedkin once said he never played by the rules, often to his detriment. He and a host of other directors, including Francis Ford Coppola, created a production company, but infighting quickly led to the group's demise soon after they turned down Star Wars. William Friedkin was 87. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao says he'll spend the next 5 years in prison without guilt about killing George Floyd.
I know we cannot hide our thoughts or intent from God, for we must give an account on the day we appear before God. Therefore, I must obey to hold on to the truth that I did not commit these crimes. My conscience is clear.
The judge says he was disappointed in that statement. He wanted more accountability and less preaching. Prosecutors have new concerns now about former President Trump. CBS's Robert Costa.
President Trump's lawyers have until 5 o'clock tonight to respond to the Justice Department's efforts to restrain what Trump can publicly say about this case. This comes after Trump has been raging about the special counsel, the judge, and others involved in this case, both on the campaign trail and on social media.
A woman's been arrested for trying to help Russia assassinate Ukraine's president. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
She was looking for the schedule for the president, for the location of electronic warfare systems and ammunition depots. That informant was detained, arrested after she tried to pass on that intel to her handlers.
Meantime, the U.S. Navy is keeping Russian and Chinese vessels at bay near Alaska, where 11 ships have been conducting military exercises. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan.
This is only the second time we recall them doing this. They did one of these last year. It was a smaller task force.
He calls this a new era of aggression. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Experts say to stay out of Lake Michigan water.
There is a beach hazard statement in effect now until this evening along the shores of Milwaukee County, where waves will be climbing up to approximately 4 feet high, creating dangerous currents. Avoid swimming in the big pond today, especially near Bayview Beach, Big Bay Beach, and Bender Bay, as winds will be out of the north, gusting up to 15 miles per hour at times. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Even outside of the current advisory, McKinley Beach will remain closed this summer. Pete Schwaba has more.
Milwaukee County Parks managers require permits from multiple agencies, including the Army Corps of Engineers, the Wisconsin DNR, and the EPA before proceeding with the beach's safety improvements. The beach has been off limits for swimming since 2 drownings occurred in 2020.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it made over the weekend, I'll tell you that. We're going to get right to it. Starting out with Donald Trump, he threatened the prosecutors. Even though he was told at his recent arraignment for trying to overthrow the election, and he was told not to threaten witnesses, not to threaten jurors. But here's what he said on Truth Social over the weekend. He put out, right, basically not too long after he'd appeared in court, quote, "If you come for me, I'm coming for you. If you go after me, I'm coming after you," on Truth Social. Now, this is a very, very sneaky guy. So he says that. And then he'll try to argue, and he did argue. You're not going to believe this. After he took a lot of heat, and after the prosecutors put in for a protective order to stop him, he said, "I wasn't referring to the prosecutors or the witnesses. I was referring to the Koch brothers." So now, of course, there's one Koch brother, because they no longer support him. And then the RINOs, oh, that's who I was after, not the judge, not the prosecutor. But at the same time, and this is coordinated, there was a PAC associated with him that put out an attack on the prosecutors by name. It named Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith, Letitia James, Fannie Willis. Those names float across the screen on the ad. And then they had these words next to them. Alvin Bragg, dash, radical liberal New York prosecutor. Jack Smith, persecuting me. Letitia James, socialist. Fannie Willis, incompetent, tainted, corrupt, distrust. All of this is false. But it happens right at the same time on Truth Social. He has in large letters, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." And then his fellow travelers and running dogs in a supportive pack put on this ad that says these things. Now, he is trying to say, "Well, I was only referring to RINOs, Republican in name only. I was only referring to the Koch brother." billionaire who used to support me in Dallas. Honest, I didn't mention the prosecutors there. It's just a coincidence that one of my fellow travelers in Running Dogs and an Associated Pack fingered Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith, Letitia James, and Fannie Willis. Honest engine. And by the way, if you want to investigate that, I can tie that up for a year. Do you see the sneakiness? Do you see the sneaky violence that is occurring? At the same time, it was reported there's a website I've not gone on. It's called the Donald's, I believe, website. Planning violence, talking about killing grand jurors and witnesses. I've not gone on that website. I'm referring to what was reported in other media. But I heard an interview with Fannie Willis. She's clearly, obviously troubled by this because I think she's going to indict him this week for what he did in Georgia. God bless her. She is a very good prosecutor, and she's only a DA, a district attorney, for one city, one county, Fulton County, Atlanta. She's not even the attorney general. They call her up and they say, slave whore. This is what she said. She said it. That's what they call me. And the N-word takes a very, very strong, and death threats. Takes a very strong person to stand up to that. Very, very strong person. Jack Smith and his family have gotten so many death threats, they sold their house, and they are basically under 24-hour protection. It's cost over $2 million by May. By now, it's a lot more. There are new attacks and threats of violence against Mike Pence, who's got to be the weakest guy I've ever seen in the world. This is a guy they were going to hang. They had a gallows, and now he's doing the equivalent of saying, "Maya, that's some fine work you did on those gallows. That must have taken a long time, but I thought this was all spontaneous. But you're good fellows. I want you to vote for me, even though you said you wanted to hang me." What kind of guy does that? But here's the deal. The prosecutors have brought a motion for a protective order that he is going to be ordered not to contact or threaten witnesses or jurors, because that's the nub of this thing. If he can get to them, you can't have a coherent trial. And he is now opposed. His lawyers have opposed keeping the witnesses confidential up till now, prohibiting him from disclosing who they are, and also keeping the jurors secret. There's only one reason to oppose keeping the witnesses and the jurors private. The witnesses, of course, would be revealed to the lawyers, but not to Trump. Because here's what Trump will do. He'll say, he'll put out a Truth Social, and his people live and die by these Truth Social postings. He'll say, anybody who turns on me, I will get them. And then he'll claim he's talking about the Koch brother, the remaining Koch brother. But then one of his fellow travelers and running dogs in a pack will gin up phone calls against the witness or the juror and scare him. He'll say, I knew nothing about that. One thing, and this is a good judge, by the way. This judge in Washington, D.C. is a good judge as opposed to the judge in the Mar-a-Lago case. But one thing she can do, and she's a tough cookie, believe me. She gave some very stiff sentences to some of the January 6 insurrectionists who beat police officers. She was doing exactly the right thing. But at some point, threatening a prosecutor or a judge, and in the past he threatened the judge in New York, and he's threatening this judge, and he threatened in New York the wife and daughter of the judge, believe it or not, the wife of Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor. And here he has threatened the wife and child of Jack Smith. Now, what a judge can do, doesn't require a one-year investigation. A judge can hold him in contempt. There's a thing called criminal contempt and civil contempt. Criminal contempt is if he's contemptuous to her face, like say he calls her a slave whore. For that, she can put him in jail. If he violates one of her orders, she has to have a hearing, and she can't put him right in jail. But one of the things she or the Justice Department can do is make sure he is charged with the felony of threatening a judge, prosecutor, a witness, or a juror, whichever one the facts support, and argue when he is arraigned that he should be held without bail because he's a menace to the criminal justice system. I can assure you, if this were a guy in a drug cartel, in the mafia, was a jihadist, terrorist, any of that, he would be in jail. What's hanging people up is what jail? How do you put this guy in jail when he's running for president? And I would simply say, and this is something that was, the point was made before, I'll make it again. People say, how can you even charge him with a crime? He's running for president. And my response is, how can you not charge him with a crime? Because he's running for president. And even if he wasn't, we are a nation of laws, not of people, not of men and women. But what you do is, at some point, if I were the judge, and this judge is plenty tough enough, if this persists, I would order him back into court, put him under arrest, and say, your bail is revoked. You are going to jail. And they would have to make plans. There'd be four or five Secret Service agents who guard him, put him in a jail facility in solitary initially to protect him, And there are these white-collar type prisons and jails. I told you the one in Danbury, Connecticut, with the tennis courts and the deli, for Pete's sake. Put him in one of these cases, keep him away from the other inmates, and house four FBI agents. You have to do it. Now, one of the sad things, this stuff can happen around the world for the wrong reasons. In Pakistan just now, their former premier just got sent to jail. It had nothing to do with corruption. It had to do with the fact that the new guy came in and didn't want him around. And that is what Trump is trying to argue about Biden, which is false. Trump drips felonies. He drips criminality. He's incapable of saying or doing anything without committing a felony or coming close to committing a felony. Something has got to be done. And if he continues to attack and threaten prosecutors in this oblique, sneaky way, so he says, generally, if you come after me, I'm going to come after you, then lies it says it's the Koch brothers. But all of his people pick up on it and put on ads with the faces of the prosecutors, with lies about them. You are ginning up people out there, some angry 18-year-old, 22-year-old. You are inciting violence, and for that, he must be arrested. He must have his bail revoked and put in secure detention, in my view. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 60. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 83. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll take you in order. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi. Thanks for the great show, Matt, as usual. Okay, every time I see that guy now, I just get sick to my stomach. And I'm wondering when people are going to wake up, because he's like, you know, the greatest car salesman, used car salesman I've ever seen in my life. And in the way that he lies and he spins things, and it's like, you know, when he's saying that, you know, he needs to change the venue, you know, because he can't get a fair trial, you know, his ridiculous freedom of speech, fair election case, and it's like, this ain't no freedom of speech case, Trump. You tried to overturn an election, you know? It's
right.
Like, he spins it, and it's people who only read that junk like that, you know, that is why the justice system needs to do something physically so the world can see. Because those other people think, well, he's not getting arrested. He must have not violated the law. You know, so that just reinforces these people who are following Trump, that believe in Trump, that are doing these nasty things. So they need to show them that this is serious stuff. The public that still are believing the lies and the con jobs of the new Republican Party. So
right.
I tell you, Matt, I don't know how you do it every day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jean. And here, this is really serious because he's threatening the prosecutors. You just don't do that. But he's going to threaten witnesses and jurors, and that can put a knife in the whole criminal justice system. Something's got to be done. I agree with you. It has to be physical. And I think it's come to the point where he has to have his bail revoked and put in custody. And if he wants to campaign, he can do it by Zoom. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering about some of these deaths related, like Officer Sicknick and the original assault and everything. If you have a felony murder, or a murder is a result of a felony, isn't everybody charged with murder in that case? That's what I thought is the way it goes.
Right.
You're the pro. Can we get after that and the spies, the Russian spies and Chinese spies? Maybe they can be tied to documents and tied directly to Trump or something like that.
Right. And I think some of that will come out in these. But here's the thing on felony murder. that Bob's referring to. If you had a buddy and he goes, I'm going to rob a 7-Eleven, and I want you to sit in the car and just stand by, and then you drive the car away when I come out, and you go, okay, but don't hurt the clerk. He says, I won't. Then he goes in and he shoots and kills the clerk. You can be prosecuted for murder, even though you told him not to, just because you're driving the car. The problem with the sad thing about Officer Sicknick, he committed suicide a few days later, and tying that into a murder, it can be done, but it's very attenuated to say the mistreatment he got and the stress caused it. You're on very solid ground, Bob, when you talk about Chinese and Russian spies, because those documents that he had in Mar-a-Lago, that he had carelessly in bathrooms and dressing rooms and closets and all that, were clearly reviewed by Russians, Saudis, Iranians, and Chinese. And there was a station memo that went out to all the CIA stations in that following year saying, we're losing a lot of our informants and spies in these countries, especially China and Russia. They've been smoked out. We don't know why. I know why. Because Trump set them up. That's why. And yes, that is something that I think that they've got to tie him into. So very good call. Thank you. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Stephanie?
Well, hey, I have real concern. You know, somebody with all these comments, these threats, some super Trump loyalist will definitely go after one of the DAs or Jack Smith or whomever, and, you know, injure him or murder him. I would like to know where these ads ran and, you know, how and who the hell got those going. I mean, that's just, I'm telling you, my family, half of us are liberals, you know, moderates, and we love Joe Biden. We've got two couples who are big Trump supporters. I mean, I love my family, but I'm telling you, it just kills me that I don't know where they stand now. I have not talked with my brother or my sister or their spouses, but I mean, I'm disabled. Trump would be the kind of person that, if he were in power, he would have me put away somewhere or done away with. I mean, just like the Nazis did, not only with Jews, but with people with disabilities, all kinds of people. This whole thing just absolutely makes me sick.
Yep.
Keep it up, Matt. Learning a lot
Thanks.
From you and the wonderful callers.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Stephanie, let me build on that, because I know people who are for Trump too, but they're basically, they're decent people. They cannot, once you confront them with the fact that those documents that he had in closets and bathrooms were seen by the Chinese and Russians who killed our undercover informants over there, they can't support that. They just can't support that. And they may think Trump should not be prosecuted, but they can't support, the people I know can't possibly support, his attacking the judge's wife in New York, the daughter, Jack Smith, and his wife, Fannie Willis, and having his people call her a slave whore and the N-word. At some point, have they any decency? Yes, they may be Republicans. Find someone else, because this guy is vicious. This guy is violent. And if he gets in there, it's going to upend our democracy. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The East Coast is on alert for severe storms that could impact millions of people today. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The big threat, though, is probably going to be damaging wind. What that means is, yes, we could have some tornadoes, but a lot of it is going to be straight-line winds with gusts potentially 70, 80 miles an hour in spots.
Washington, D.C. is under a tornado watch and closing federal offices early. Director William Friedkin has died.
The power of Christ fills you.
He was best known for directing The Exorcist and Oscar-winning film The French Connection, but he also worked on a slew of TV shows and documentaries. He was 87. Former Minneapolis cop Tu Tao says his conscience is clear after getting sentenced to more prison time for his role in George Floyd's death in 2020. Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross.
I'm trying to find forgiveness in my heart for him. It is a hard thing to find right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Match and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Governor Evers made a big announcement on Friday, did the right thing. At a bill signing ceremony in New Glarus, he called for the prosecution of the fake electors. I've been talking about this for a long time. He's absolutely right. Here's what he said. He said, Governor Evers said, quote, "There has to be accountability. What they did was wrong. And so I'm hoping somebody will pick up the banner here because this has to happen." At the same time, Senator Mark Kelly was in town for an event for Tammy Baldwin. And Senator Kelly said, "My attorney general has opened an investigation." Well, Governor Evers said, I'm hoping somebody will pick up the banner here. There's only one person who can pick up the banner here, and that is the Attorney General, Josh Call. It's time, I think, to call Josh, he's a friend, and say, Josh, you got to prosecute these people. Some people say to me, Matt, it can only be prosecuted by the federal government. That's not true. They're being prosecuted, the fake ones in Michigan, by the state attorney general. They're being prosecuted, about to be prosecuted in Georgia by Fannie Willis, who is not even an attorney general. She's a magnificent heroine who is under attack and racial attack by the Republican establishment in Georgia. They passed a law that said that they can yank her out of office for not doing her job. And she says, what do you mean? Are you kidding me? Not doing my job. Look what I'm doing. Well, you're not prosecuting possession of marijuana cases, and you said you won't prosecute a doctor if he performs an abortion. And she goes, hey, I'm prosecuting gang members. I'm prosecuting murderers, sexual assault. I'm prosecuting this election fraud case. I prosecute things in the order of their severity. She's doing it, about to do it. The court, the roads around the courthouse in Fulton County in Atlanta are now closed to traffic for very good reason. Something is going to occur, probably this week, at worst next week. Why are we not prosecuting them in Wisconsin? There are 10 of them, a former Republican Party chairman, former office holder up in the Brown County area. Many of them are officers, either chairs or vice chairs of the congressional district Republican parties. A Midwest official for the Republican National Committee, Bob Spindell, on the Wisconsin Election Commission. And he was a fake elector. Why should fake electors in Michigan be prosecuted and in Georgia be prosecuted, but in Wisconsin not be prosecuted? That's not right. As Governor Evers said, what they did was wrong. And he's hoping that somebody will pick up the banner here, because this has to happen. I agree, but that has to be the Attorney General. Some people say, well, maybe Jack Smith can just prosecute all of them. You know how many fake electors there are in the seven states? Because it was not just the six swing states. It was also New Mexico. There were, what, 80, 90 of them? What, he's supposed to have a criminal prosecution with Donald Trump and 80 or 90 other folks? You think that's going to be tried in May? You think each of their lawyers isn't going to try to delay it to get Trump back in the White House so he can pardon them? Are you kidding me? That's not how you fight something like this. What Jack Smith is doing is exactly right. He's magnificent. And he's paid a price. Had to sell his house, and he and his family are under 24-hour guard because Trump has launched a system of his supporters that resulted in death threats. That is what is occurring. It's very important to me, and I think to the governor and to everybody, that each of the states prosecute them under state law, because you can, and then leave Jack Smith alone to prosecute Trump as he's doing now. Go to the lines. Fred of Cottage Grove, my friend. Thanks for calling, Fred. What's in your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Simple question. Why aren't they going after Voss and Fitzgerald? Or not, well, Gableman. I mean, they just wasted millions of dollars of taxpayer money.
Right. You're right.
You know.
You're right. It's not getting done. Look, Fred, here's the deal. There's two ways to go after Voss and Gableman, but Voss also is the one who arranged for a room for the fraudulent electors. And his deposition's never been taken on that, his testimony. What did they call him up and say, we're in a garden club. We want a room for garden. He knew what he was doing. There were emails going around saying, keep it quiet, shut up, keep it quiet. Whenever anybody tries to keep something quiet, there's some skullduggery going on. Fitzgerald, the new congressman at the time, about to be the congressman from the 5th Congressional District, was another one who facilitated the room. Ron Johnson had the Michigan State electors in his pocket, and according to paragraph 101 of the indictment, which I hadn't known before, he may have had the Wisconsin State electors, and he had his chief of staff contact Pence's chief of staff to try to get it to him. That is an overt act. He said, well, I was only in it for 3 seconds, and then I think he said a minute or whatever. If you commit a crime, doesn't matter if it takes you a year or a minute, you committed a crime. He, Ron Johnson, Voss, and Fitzgerald should be part of that. Now, with Gableman, what Fred is bringing up is really a sore spot with me. Let me tell you something. We talked about it a lot, but it's true. Gableman burned over $3 million, and a lot of it at the end was lawyers being paid fairly high hourly rates to defend him from his various fraudulent practices and his, during the litigation, what he would do. He would do things like he would not respond to demands for documents, that kind of thing. He would, at one point, he basically insulted the judge, said he thought he saw a female lawyer go back into the court, into the chambers of the judge, implying some impropriety, and it was false. The guy started out going into the Berlin Public Library and said, I don't know anything about elections, so I got to bone up. Well, he boned up at a fairly hefty hourly fee on a public computer. Then he went around the state looking for fraud and couldn't find any. And the only reason he got fired, Fred, is because he endorsed Voss's opponent in the primary, a totally unqualified 29-year-old from Voss's district. And Voss barely squeaked through because Trump had endorsed the primary opponent, because Voss did a lot of things that were skullduggery but would not agree to try to overturn the election. These are the clowns who are running our state legislature through gerrymandering. They're not legitimate. They're not legitimate. So you're right. Why was Gableman, frankly, not prosecuted? Why was Voss not prosecuted? For one thing, why weren't they demand made that they repay the $3 million to the taxpayers? I will bet that there's nobody listening to this broadcast who paid $3 million in state taxes last year. I will bet that. Whatever you paid went down the drain, and including what I paid went down the drain. And that's wrong. They're using taxpayer dollars as a slush fund to do whatever they want and then pay lawyers, Republican lawyers, out of our tax money. This is a fraud. The whole thing was a fraud done to try to appease Trump. Try to appease Trump. At the very least, a civil suit saying that Voss and the Republican Party, whoever they want, they can have their donors repay the taxpayers. The Republican Party should not be permitted to use taxpayer money as a slush fund without going through the appropriation process that Evers could veto. They just stick their hand in the old weasel sack. They go, well, we need $3 million. You know, Ginny, make sure a check's written. Well, sir, shouldn't we do that in an appropriation and then the governor can? No. Stick your hand in the weasel sack, pull out the cash. That's what these clowns are doing. Got to be a prosecution. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Miami. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Nice show. I'm for down. I am, put me down for one prosecutor fake electors. That's pretty serious. You have to remember, though, Trump and the Republican Party, when Trump trashed a war hero by the name of John McCain, crickets, nothing said. And for the life of me, at the present communications out of Trump, they should be denounced. No way should a Republican Party put up with this. Death threats and all this other innuendo is put out there by Trump. But it's crickets again. So I don't know what else I can say, but this should be denounced. So, and it isn't. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Paul, here's the thing. You're a principal guy. You remember Republican Party that I remember, probably older than you, but you remember Dwight Eisenhower, the guy that won the Second World War in Europe, the guy, president, stand-up guy. He would not have permitted all this stuff. Reagan, I disagree with him on a lot of stuff, but this didn't happen under Reagan. There weren't death threats. There weren't insults to veterans. John McCain spent about 5 years in a North Vietnamese jail cell. They call it the Hanoi Hilton. He was tortured. They found him. He was flying a bomber over Vietnam, shot it down, and he was unconscious with broken bones in a jungle path. It's quite amazing that a tiger didn't get him, because some of our guys over there who wounded, that's what happened. So he's lying there, and a bunch of the VCs, the Viet Cong, Victor Charlie, come along, and they get him, beat the hell out of him, even though he had broken bones. He had a wife and kids back home. Spent 5 years there. At one point, they found out that his father was Admiral McCain, who was the commanding officer of the Third Fleet. The Third Fleet, the fleets are odd-numbered in the Pacific, even-numbered in the Atlantic. So I was initially assigned to the Second Fleet, which guards the coast of the United States, then the Sixth Fleet in the Med, going after the Ruskies. But in the Third Fleet, that was what was over in Vietnam. So they had him. They had the admiral's son, and they thought that they would use it as a psychological ploy. What they did was they offered to release McCain. And then they could say to everybody and demoralize them that, well, he was a big guy. You know what McCain said? He said, I'm not going till every Navy guy, every Marine or whoever was there, is released first. And he spent 2 more years getting beaten up. And this clown, Trump, bone spurs, who chickened out of the Vietnam War and chickened out of the military, says he doesn't like guys who are captured. Hey, McCain didn't run away and get captured. He was lying unconscious with broken bones shot out of the sky. He's damn lucky he wasn't eaten by a tiger. The VC got him, Victor Charlie, they got him, tortured him and beat the hell out of him for 5 years. And the clown Trump, who is a traitor with Putin, he's not for America, insulted him, and not a single member of the Republican Party stood up for John McCain. Not a single member. Not a single member. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 60. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. A blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 60 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Get you in order. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Kurt, what's in your mind today?
Yes, with Voss and the other knucklehead. I see that as money laundering.
Right.
They stole the taxpayer dollars. Nothing was justified. Why don't they go after it for money laundering?
You know, that's a very good question. Money laundering is a term of art. In which wouldn't be the correct term, but there's a similar thing. Money laundering would be that you give it as a fake purpose or something, and then you run it through a company. But what happened here was, and this is something, I mean, you could look at criminally, quite frankly, if there's going to be an expenditure by the legislature, they should do it as an appropriation. That means the minority party can object. We would have objected. We wouldn't have won. They would have passed it. They said a budget of $3 million or $4 million for doing this. But then it would have gone to Evers. Evers would have vetoed it. Once Evers vetoed it, they did not have a veto-proof majority in the assembly then, and I don't think they even had one in the Senate at that time. I may be wrong on that one, but they certainly didn't in the assembly, and it wouldn't have gone through. But what they do is the speaker goes, and my question to him would be, how wide is your discretion, do you think? You go in the old piggy bank? Listen, I asked if anybody out there had paid $3 million in state taxes this year. I'll up the ante. Is anybody out there has paid $3 million in state taxes entire life? I haven't, and I don't think anybody listening has either. Every tax dollar you paid went down the drain. You personally went down the drain. So what do we do about that? Well, he was not prosecuted, and I don't know that I call it money laundering, but what I would say is this, that they, frankly, it's theft. I mean, everybody comes up with these fancy legal terms. When you take money that you're not entitled to, it's theft. He did it for a political purpose. He claims he didn't, that it was election integrity. Okay, election integrity, then have it go through the integrity process, which means an appropriation and so forth. But and not only that, why isn't the Republican Party paying for that? Why isn't one of their donors? Why isn't a Koch brother or the guy from Illinois or the woman from Beloit? Why aren't they paying for this? Why are you paying for this? Why am I paying for this? But I like the call. It was a very good call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, thanks again for taking my call, Matt. It points out that there was no evidence of any kind of systematic fraud in the state of Wisconsin at all. That we knew that before the Gableman quote unquote investigation ever started. We know that for a fact that there was not substantial fraud in our state's election, and there has never been. That at least in my lifetime, that. Which now is stretching back, to the late Eisenhower administration, but that it is just disgusting that this happened. And the question that came to my mind with kind of the meltdown that our Supreme Court conservatives are having these days, it struck me is that I'm wondering if any of them, the conservatives, have voted to overturn Wisconsin's election, which is just a complete violation of the people's right to have their vote counted. I wonder if they were aware of the meeting that was going to be going on that day, that the fake electors are going to meet. And thankfully, Brian Hagedorn did the right thing and showed integrity and voted against overturning the will of the people. But for the three conservatives that voted for overturning the will of the people for that election, for a valid election, that under Article 14 of the U.S. Constitution, Section 2, that which also incorporated into Wisconsin state law, I think it's 775 in state election law, that the 14th Amendment is part of it, but they voted to overturn the will of the people so they could get the fake electors in there. And right. That I just wonder if I'm being unjust, you know, heaven help me, but I mean, I just can't help but think that be suspicious in this particular case, seeing how wide-ranging that conspiracy was at this point in time, because it wasn't just a handful of people here in the state of Wisconsin. It was across the country. It was a coordinated effort, you know, on behalf of many, many people. Now, and Ron Johnson had, it looks like he had both Wisconsin and Michigan in his grubby little hands, and he wouldn't have his staffer actually contact the staff or the staff of the vice president if he was not involved in this whole thing. So it goes beyond, oh, I was just involved with it for a second. Well, that points out to me that a willingness right. to commit the crime.
Right. No, excellent call. No, you're absolutely right. And you're alluding to our state Supreme Court. There's an article in the paper today that apparently now that we have four justices with it, and now that we have Janet Protasiewicz, that they're beginning to take control back. The Chief Justice Annette Ziegler was voted on as Chief Justice for a 2-year term in April after Protasiewicz won. But Rogensack, the outgoing justice whom Protasiewicz replaced, voted along with the other three Republicans to stick Ziegler in for 2 more years and hamstring the court. Now, they haven't asked me. They have not asked me for my personal opinion. My legal opinion would be that was a fraudulent election. They should not have been able to lock her in for 2 more years, because Ziegler was one of the ones that voted not to certify Joe Biden. When you knew you had somebody who had just won but wouldn't take office till August 1, and you use a vote 4-3 to do it of someone who wasn't going to be on the court after August 1, and you're trying to tie it up for 2 years, I would throw her out and then vote for a new Chief Justice. And then if she brought a lawsuit, okay, good luck. Good luck. The Supreme Court would have to be the one that resolved it. I think they decided, because they are better at politicians than I am, and I say that in an admiring sense, they decided instead of doing it that way, they would form a committee of 3 people, and it would be Ziegler and then the 2 of the other liberal judges, and they would basically discharge a lot of the functions of the chief judge. So Ziegler can go around saying she's chief judge, but when it comes time to doing stuff that would really affect the judiciary and perhaps hurt our democracy, she'll be outvoted 2-1. Then in April, 2 years from now, April of 25, there'll be a new election for chief judge, and I can assure you it'll be a different chief judge. So a lot of this stuff is going on in the background. What I am very, very heartened by is that at least at the Supreme Court level, we have 4 judges, and I would include Brian Hagedorn, make it 5 judges, because Brian Hagedorn, he's a Republican. I might differ with him on some issues, but Brian Hagedorn stood tall when it was time to say who is going to be certified, and I'm sure he voted for Trump. So what? He goes, well, you know, this is the way it is. And he did the right thing. So anyway, I think that the Supreme Court now is in good hands. Coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Great caller. Stand by for another great show. Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocate. Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Great show, Matt.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.